Sparta means W-H-C-O.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
It's W-H-P-O. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on W-H-C-O. Randolph County Radio.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:25. Not quite 11:25 yet, but this is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. We're talking today with Pam from the city of Redbud. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
Not bad.
Great.
Other than I can't tell time, but
you can't tell time. Rushing the day away.
True.
It is beautiful outside.
It is. It is. And of course, you know, I guess the big news is the game last night.
Oh, so. I have an 8-year-old son who is a diehard Blues fan. He's been playing hockey now himself for a few years. So we put him on the ice when he was just a little tyke with no skating experience. And he actually played for the Little Blues program is where he started. And now he's part of the Southern Illinois Ice Hawks team.
Oh, wow.
And his team just won the championship for their summer league last week. So he came home yesterday and said, Mommy, we have to watch the Blues game tonight. So I don't have television really in my house much. Mm-hmm. So we with the help of his uncle, were able to get the game on the iPad. So the two of us were in bed last night watching the game on the iPad. But how tremendous.
True.
How exciting for them. Has it been 49 years?
I believe that's what they said, yeah.
Unbelievable. It's been a lot of fun. I've been to a few of the playoff games. What an amazing mm-hmm. experience. I mean, that place is just electrifying when you're there and that's going on. It's so much fun.
It is. And the ironic thing, too, you know, it's been 49 years. And 49 years ago, in the same playoff series, they played the Boston Bruins.
How interesting. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And well, I would think it's also crazy that they were in last place at one point in the regular season.
Exactly.
So it's really awesome to see mm-hmm. that comeback. It just goes to show that if you are willing to apply yourself and work your tail end off, great things can happen. It's pretty great story for them.
It is. So talking about Redbud, we got several things going on. Obviously, you know, don't want to jump ahead here too far, but this weather means that like swimming is going to be coming in.
Yeah, this, you know, I feel like we have our busy seasons in Redbud. So one of them being the holiday season, because we have a lot of events and a lot of things happening in the town. Everyone really goes out of their way to decorate in the city. So that's a busy time. And then it's like there's a little bit of a lull and then boom, all of a sudden spring has sprung. Summer's going to be here before you know it. And we have a lot going on throughout the course of the summer months. As you probably know, the YMCA has been leasing our local swimming pool for a number of years now. We have leased the swimming pool to the YMCA again for the 2019 summer season. That agreement is in place. The city of Redbud has received state certification for the swimming pool for the season. So the utility department is there working. We did have some issues with our waiting pool or baby pool. So that is no longer operational and they are doing some work out there to change things up. So you will notice some changes there this year with regard to the swimming, the structures, or the, you know, physically the environment will change there. But hopefully that's for the better. We had some issues with the pool and just couldn't get it operational. That swimming pool was built, I believe, in 1962. So as it ages, you know, you start to have a few structural issues. The bathhouse compliance has some issues. The pump room, filtration room has some issues, but we're gonna keep it operational as long as we can. It's just that we're gonna have to make some modifications from time to time to keep it up and running. So that's kind of where we are with it. The pool typically opens Memorial Day weekend. That's the plan again for this year, although I can't imagine getting in that water as chilly as it's been and with as much rain as we've had, but we'll see how that goes. The kids are way more resilient with regard to that than I am anymore. So the pool is set to open Memorial Day weekend. We did make some changes to the contract this year. It will not remain open through Labor Day weekend this year, just because we've seen such a fall off once the kids went back to school. The high school students, the college students that they had working there, it was harder for them to fill the schedule. We had very few people participating. It just was not efficient, and it didn't make sense for us to continue to operate the pool with very few participants or visitors to the pool and then struggling to find employees to work the shifts that we needed covered. So I believe the pool will close mid-August. For some reason, the 18th of August is sticking in my head, but that's no promise. So we have those details at City Hall if you're looking for information. They will sell passes again this year, both individual passes as well as family passes for those people who are interested in coming to the pool on a regular basis. That obviously makes sense for them to purchase pool passes to save a little cash.
True. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break here, and we will come back and talk some more with Pam from Redbud. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. We're talking with Pam from Redbud. And we were talking about the swimming pool, but kind of in the same vein there. We're talking water here. The splash pad project.
So I mentioned that we had to make some modifications or provisions to the swimming pool because of some problems that we had there with the wading pool. That is no longer going to be accessible at the pool this year. However, we are working on, particularly Alderman Kyle Dojan and the Parks and Rec Committee, has been focusing and working on a potential project that we've identified as the Splash Pad Project. Some of you are probably familiar. It's basically a flat pad on a flat surface of land. The size varies based on your community and what you want, but it offers multiple water features for kids of all ages. A lot of communities offer them free of charge. This would be more of an accessory, I kind of call it, to one of our local parks. So we're reviewing the packages now. We had submittals for RFQs, which is requests for qualifications. The Parks and Rec Committee has made a recommendation to the City Council to hire a company that will work on a design build project with us to start the splash pad project. It'll literally be from start to finish. So we took RFQs. They do have a recommendation. We are hopeful that if all goes well, the project could be approved by within the next 6 to 8 weeks, potentially. I don't think that there's a lot of time, installation time for projects like this. Initially, we talked that potentially we could get a little bit of use out of it this summer if all goes well and the final project is approved and we move forward on it. But it is probably the biggest project that the Parks and Rec Committee right now is working on. And it does offer an alternative to the parents who have little children. So if we're losing our wading pool, this is a great alternative. You don't have to worry about children drowning. The water runs off. There is no standing water with a project like this. So it does offer some great benefits. There's some water recycling opportunities, which would mean that you wouldn't have as much chemicals or holding tanks and things of that nature. So it can save money while still offering a really cool feature within our community. It's along with the trend. They're trending right now. The company that they're looking at to do the work for us has done work locally, I think in communities such as Millstatt. So they're looking at those projects and trying to identify what they want to do to move forward. But it's an exciting project, and I think there's some good potential for it that it will actually happen. So we'll just have to wait and see for final approval by the City Council.
Right, it'd be kind of exciting to see that get going there. Obviously, you know, activities we were talking earlier, the Redbud Fireman's Picnic.
The Redbud Fireman's Picnic is always a huge event for the city of Redbud. This year, the picnic will be held the last full weekend in June. It's always the last full weekend where there's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. The picnic this year is is slated for June the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. The firemen have already been working to plan, as you know, that takes probably the entire year. I know that by the end of the picnic the prior year, they're already working on the next year, just securing entertainment, the bands, and things of that nature. So it's a great time. Many of the locals have probably already been there, but if you haven't, I would encourage you to come out and enjoy the festivities. They have musical entertainment all 3 days of the picnic. They have games and rides for the kids. They have a great food stand that the firemen actually tend to themselves. They have a huge parade, as you well know, on Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Hopefully the weather. We always pray for good weather on Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock for the parade, because so many people put so much effort into floats and being there to throw candy to the kids and participate in the parade. So it's a great time. It's a great family event. The parking, I have heard complaints about the parking, but people always find places to park. Dietrich Bank has been generous enough to offer their overflow parking lot for public parking. So it's right there by their bank, not far from the picnic grounds. There's obviously on-street parking. The city owns a parking lot next to Sporto's that everyone's welcome to use. So people find a way to park. You might have to walk a little bit of a ways, but it's so worth it because everyone has a great time, come out, and there's a lot of camaraderie and fun to be had. So I would encourage everyone to mark your calendars for that last full weekend in June and come out and join in the festivities. The fire department does a great job for Redbud, so this is a great way to support them and have a great time at the same time.
Right. You know, I mean, you know, towns that have these, you know, it's still, they have something that a lot of places don't, because these picnics,
you can't start one now. You know what I mean? It's almost like this is a tradition within our community, and it took a number of years, I'm sure, to really get it established. But you don't hear, you know, a lot of picnics, you don't hear a lot of new ones starting up. So it's the tradition of the communities that makes it so cool to come and enjoy and, you know, help support your local fire department. And
right. And, you know, you think food and that, but I mean, you know, and I've been up to Redbud's Fireman's Picnic, and there's just about anything you'd want.
Oh,
I mean,
there's burgers, there's fish. They fry chicken on Sunday, which is huge. A lot of people come out for that. They have your typical carnival stand there where you can get funnel cakes and corn dogs. Dairy Queen typically has ice cream there. So you're not going to go away hungry.
Right, right. And then all the other activities too. So, I mean, you can make a whole day of it.
Great musical entertainment, rides, the parade on Sunday. Yeah, it's a great time. Hopefully the weather holds out, something we hope for every year, because they do put so much work into it. So, and if you have any questions about the picnic, you're welcome to call the non-emergency number of the fire department or reach out to us at City Hall at 282-2315, and we'll try to get you all the details. Many people have asked about the parade and if they want to participate, what they have to do. They don't offer registration or sign, like, lineup numbers. Mm-hmm. It's typically you show up there. A lot of people start showing up a couple hours before the parade's set to start. So you'll see people lining up between 12 o'clock, maybe even noon, sooner than that, but noon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And a fireman will be there. There will be folks from the fire department there that are lining people up and putting them where they want them in line. If you want to participate in the parade, typically lineup is there behind Dairy Queen near Weir. So Kaskaskia and Locust Street, they do a lot of lineups on the extension of Locust Street there. So if you can find Dairy Queen on the south end of town, it's just behind that. It's the street just west of the main highway in town.
Yeah. All right. So we got that coming up June 28th, 29th, and 30th. And look at, you know, we mentioned the splash pad project. There's also a community garden project going.
The community garden project is a new project for the city of Redbud this year. We had a local resident, Matt Schaefer, who had an interest in kind of spearheading this type of project. And he came forward to the city council. We talked about it and came up with some plans. We're currently using the former tennis courts on Madison Street for the community garden, which worked out great because we had removed the old fence. Mm-hmm. The surfacing from the old tennis courts is still there, so it offered a great stable place to build boxes. So we built 20 3x8 boxes gardening boxes that are elevated for people to make it easier for them to reach into. And we offered the boxes on a first come, first serve basis for any resident who wanted to come and garden. We didn't charge anything for them. So we have 10 residents. They get two boxes each. Mm-hmm. So we basically just labeled the boxes. We put the soil in there and prepped them. Matt Schaefer worked so hard on this project. His love of gardening and his interest in doing this project has really, it shines through in the gardening project, because it really looks fantastic there. He built these boxes. He helped me identify the specifications and expenses for the project. And then I applied to Walmart, to the Sparta Walmart, for a community grant. And we received $1,000 to put towards the expenses affiliated with the project. So it has been fantastic. We had 10 people step up. They took the gardening boxes. Most of them, if not all of them, are planted. We had a little bit of a rough start because of all the rain that we've had. But they've all planted. And then we're going to try to have some speakers. We had an initial meeting the day we kicked it off. And then we plan to have some speakers throughout the course of the gardening season to maybe help with overwatering, or maybe too much heat or sun or bugs or different issues that people may have, to try to help them learn a little bit more about gardening and be successful with the project or with their gardening beds themselves. So we plan to have some speakers come out, and then people are welcome to garden at any time that it's convenient for them. We've run water, and we've put up a tool shed that people can store their tools in, and made it accessible for them. You should see some of the gardens. If you're in Redbud, drive through. Mm-hmm. It's pretty remarkable what people have done with it already. People have planted strawberries, and there's zucchini plants. Some people did flowers. Farm Credit has been a fantastic sponsor as well. They're working with us and making a contribution to the community garden project as well. So it's been a fun project. The Girl Scouts have gotten involved. The Boy Scouts have gotten involved. So it's fun to see. We're hoping that with each year that passes, the project grows and we'll be able to build and install more gardening boxes and just make it one big community of people who want to help one another. The garden, when people garden, the produce is theirs to keep unless they choose to do something else with it. So we're thinking that people may even choose to plant certain things and then barter or share the produce when it's ready with some of the people that they're gardening with. So it builds camaraderie. Mm-hmm. It gives people within the community an opportunity to meet one another and build friendships. And it's a great cause. You're producing, you know, the produce. And if you have excess, you can share it with the less privileged people or some, you know, someone in need that might need it. There's so many opportunities there. It's been so much fun already.
I can see that. I've got a bushel of cucumbers. I'll trade you for that bushel of tomatoes.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Some people have planted strawberries. Some people, and you know, strawberries more of a perennial plant, so they'll come up each year. And so it kind of shows that people are really going to be there a little bit longer term than just one season, which is fun to see too. So yeah, I think you'll see a lot of people sharing their produce. I planted onions and spinach and asparagus and strawberries and potatoes and all sorts of fun. I put a zucchini plant in that everyone told me I was crazy to do because the produce will probably be hanging off the edges of the bed because they're only 3 feet wide. But we'll see how it goes. I played with it a little bit. And then the great thing is you'll build experience. So I think each year it will get better and better.
All right, let's go ahead and take our next break here. And we'll come back and talk some more with Pam here from the Redbud here on The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. A little over about 2.5 minutes left in the program today, talking with Pam from Redbud. And we were talking the community garden, the splash pad project, the swimming pool will be opening up, and lots of activities going around. The Fireman's Picnic, of course, June 28th, 29th, and 30th. Some other things going on that's city related. I'll let you
save the business for last. All I want to do is just make a point that the city of Redbud has started a new fiscal year as of May 1, 2019. So with that, we did pass our appropriation ordinance for the current fiscal year, and we do have a budget in place for 2020. The city is very fiscally sound. Financially, we're in great shape. We have done a great job. The city has done a great job. The city council members have done a great job of focusing on the needs, prioritizing the things that need to be done, being conservative financially to ensure that funds are there when things that are unexpected take place. So we'll We'll be working over the next few months on several projects that are in our capital plan, as well as things that we've identified in our budget that need to be taken care of. One thing for City Hall is financial and utility billing software. Obviously, we use it on a daily basis for our operations. And the last time we updated that software was like 18 years ago, or 17 years ago, something like that. Right when I started with the city, and I started in September of 2001, it was one of the first big projects that I worked on, was consolidating the software. So that is one big thing in the budget. So over the next few months, taking care of our due diligence and making sure that we're ensuring the sustainability of the city, and making sure that everything runs smoothly and that everyone has what they need. We'll be maintaining the parks. There's been a complaint about standing water on one of our trails. So if you've seen that in Lincoln Park, the loop trail that runs around the perimeter of the park, we are working on that. It's been identified that there's standing water, so they're looking at some French drain options and ways to get the water to run away from the trail rather than sit on it. So if anyone's had that concern, please know that we are aware of it and we are addressing it. The next thing I want to talk about is park pavilions. The city of Redbud has two major parks, Lincoln Park and Rats Park. We do offer pavilion rentals to people in and out of town. If you are having a family reunion or a graduation party, a birthday party outdoors, it's a great opportunity for people to spend time outside, but there is coverage in case of, you know, rainy weather. Mm-hmm. We do have outlets there that people can plug crock pots and things into, and then there are barbecue pits that are available for people to grill if they want to grill. So the parks are very well maintained. The guys do a great job. It's a great inexpensive way to host a barbecue or a family reunion outside. I think the biggest pavilion rental is $30. The next ones at Lincoln Park are $20 each, and then we have some for $15 at Rats Park as well.
All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but Pam, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll talk to you again next month.
Sounds great.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.